Welcome to the Elevate Effect podcast, where we give you the resources to take you from workloads to workflows. I'm your host, Courtney. I'm an online systems educator for coaches. Fueled by cold brew and a love for watching endless reruns of Friends, I'm here to give you the tools and the support you need to scale your business and take back charge of your life and your time. So pour yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and let's do the damn thing. Okay, everybody, welcome back to another ClickUp case study episode. Today we are talking with Evie Andra, and Evie is a multi-passionate entrepreneur who is the CEO of Free Folk Coaching and is also the owner of a salon. So to start us off, Evie, I'd love for you just to tell everyone a little bit about yourself, talk a little bit about your story, what your businesses are all about. We kind of just want to get the 411 on everything that you do and how you got to where you're at today.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm so excited to be here and talking about this. ClickUp's been like such an amazing addition to, to my story.
We always love to hear that.
Yeah. So, it's exciting to come on and kind of share a little bit more about how that's really continued to help us grow and create a lot of really organization through our business. Yes. So I'm from Wichita, Kansas, and I started out as a stylist like many, many years ago, I think 12 or 13 years ago. And had opened up a salon about 6 or 7 years ago. I don't know. I feel like time just keeps moving and I don't ever readjust my life. So a while ago, I opened up a salon and was still working as a stylist. And through, as I'm sure a lot of people's journeys and stories will be moving forward through the pandemic and COVID, really, my business was shut down for about 7 weeks. And I was just so upset that like my way of living was taken away from me, like my way of providing for my family, and had always really had a desire to serve other business owners. I feel like there were just so many mistakes that I had made in like business ownership, and they were mistakes that I didn't feel like anybody else needed to make. And also in leadership, really, of like transitioning and from having a career as a stylist to opening a salon company and transitioning into really leading a team. So through COVID, through that 7 weeks, really was kind of like, you know, just screw it. I'm going to go for it.
Now or never. Yeah.
It was a good realization that it was time. So I stepped back from working behind the chair in June of 2020 and opened up Free Folk Agency. We really focus on, I'm a business coach. I have a team that also supports me inside of that business and helps us support our clients. And I really specialize in mixing strategy with life coaching. I'm a certified life coach, and mindset and how our brains function and work is a huge part of how we show up in business, especially in leadership. So we work with clients all the way from just beginning or starting in their business journey to high level teams that are needing additional systems and processes put in place. And we kind of do systems and processes like you do, but in a completely different aspect. Why do we create them? How do we implement them into the team and get everybody on board with it? And also helping, you know, CEOs and business owners step back to be able to be multi-passionate. That's a huge aspect of my story, is being able to step back and focus on different things. And because I've done that and I've done it well, I want to help others have the same tools and resources to be able to create that for themselves. And truly, I'm also a mom. So having it all is, I think, pretty achievable, but we're not necessarily told that in life. And so really creating resources, tools, support for people that for women, multi-passionate women that do want to have it all. And so, yeah, that's our story. I have 2 kids. I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. So life's a little crazy. My husband owns a business as well. And we have a pretty high level support team that supports us in every single one of our businesses. So, you know, we kind of got to a point where there were so many systems and so many things that we didn't have it stored in one place. It just became really, really chaotic, which, you know, then that's why we reached out to you.
Dun, 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 click up, enters the story. Well, I just think it's really awesome how much you focus too, like on the multi-passionate side of things, because I think from like even a young age, we're told that we're supposed to kind of fit into like a box of choosing one thing to do for the rest of our lives, which by the time I hit college, I was like, what? Like I have to choose. I was, you know, 18 at the time. I barely even knew who I was as a human. And I have to choose one thing that I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And so then I get to college and it just totally messes with your head because I bounced around from degree to and changed my degrees a million times in college. And finally my advisor was like, if you don't stop, you're never going to graduate. Right. And so I had to just pick something and go with it and like hope for the best, but you are putting these restraints and like this box of like, choose one thing and that's what you have to do. So I love that you're educating people on not only is it okay to be multi-passionate, but you're giving them the tools to really extract that and be multi-passionate and like, hey, it's okay to do these and these things are achievable and here's how you do it. Because I do not think that is something that is taught at all as we, you know, grow up within the quote unquote social norms of society. And so I think it's just so refreshing that you are actually bringing this to people and giving permission, right? Like giving permission, like, hey, this is normal and this is okay. You're not this like crazy outlier that is, you know, thinking, because I for the longest time was like, something's wrong with me. Everybody knows what they want to do. And I don't like, because I want to do everything.
Well, when you went to college, were you like, I really want to become like a ClickUp specialist and build a team?
Yeah, that definitely was the first thing that crossed my head. Yeah, no, absolutely not. I had no clue. I'm like, do I want to be a nutrition specialist? Do I want to be a nurse? Do I want to be a teacher? I want to do all these things. Like all these things sound fun to me, right? And if you would have told me when I went into college that, hey, actually, you're not going to use your degree at all. You're just going to go rogue and quit your corporate job and start a business. I would have laughed in your face.
Well, and you talking about that brings up so many things. So I'm going to be selective because we probably could spend all day just on this alone. You know, one of the things, you know, I work with generally people that are pretty visionary. And one of the things that I was really hard on myself for, you know, so long ago was really kind of feeling flighty or feeling scatterbrained. And I think that was the biggest realization for myself was that my brain and how it functions and how it works in that way is truly a gift. And really, like you said, giving people permission, it's okay to be that way. There's nothing wrong with you. It's because we're trying to fit into a mold that doesn't truly match how our brains function. And there's nothing wrong with finding a career path and sticking with that for the rest of your life. Like, not only do we need people that are like that, we also, it is about showing up in your purpose. It is about finding something that's in alignment with that purpose. So even, you know, not only giving yourself permission to be multi-passionate, but giving yourself some grace and some permission to not necessarily be like the person next to you and recognize that as a gift. And it only becomes a gift when A, you allow yourself to do it, but B, you start finding how does this function into what I'm trying to do? And again, in building teams and building like leadership teams around CEOs and business owners, you know, my integrator, like my business manager, her name is Julie, and her brain functions completely different than mine. And so we work together to really create what I've created because I'm not task oriented at all, which is again, why I needed ClickUp because I was like, so many ideas flowing through my head. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. So just giving yourself permission even to just be whoever you are and find the strengths in that. And doesn't have to look like the person next to you. But again, I mean, I have no idea. Like life has pivoted and changed. If you would have asked me even when I was in hair school, if I was going to own a salon, I would have said no. And a lot of that, again, going into mindset really was about not feeling smart enough or organized enough or responsible enough, right? Because I was scatterbrained and I was highly energetic around new ideas and wanting to find the next thing. And through mindset is really how I got to a place of feeling so confident and comfortable in who I was and the benefit of how my brain functions. So again, I could talk about this stuff all day long, but it is, you know, having it all and setting up people with the resources, the systems to be able to do that is truly like what my purpose on this earth is. And no matter what business I've had, no matter what business I will have, like that's always what it is. Also just having multiple streams of income and, you know, realizing too that it's okay to create something new to better provide for your family and to better serve like your ultimate vision and goals in life. Like, of course, it's okay to have more than one thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I just relate so much to that. And like what you're saying, just because like I said, I lived it, but I never had anyone telling me that like, it was okay. Right. Like what you're saying right now, I'm just like, oh man, I wish I would have heard this like 5 years ago. And I would have just felt, you know, more comfortable with like doing something that was more in alignment, because I think that was like the turning point for me was when I, you know, I was going to a job that I was just like, why am I doing this? Like, is this how I'm really going to spend every single day of the rest of my life, just doing something that I don't want to be doing? So unfulfilling. So for all of us that feel that way, thank you for doing what you do, because we really appreciate the work that you're doing, because we do, like, we need that permission and we need sometimes somebody to say that it is okay. So, you know, something that we loved learning about how you actually run your salon so similarly to online businesses, it was so cool to see like the detailed systems and process that you had, especially the awesome training program that you had set up for your team. I know that one of the big reasons you were looking for support was because your business was outgrowing the systems that you had in place. So I'm curious for you to share how you and your team were running your business prior to working with us. And really, what was that like turning point where you were like, okay, we need to look into setting up ClickUp. We need to start doing this. And then also kind of highlighting on how large of a team that you had too, like what that kind of looked like as well.
So we, oh my gosh, I just remember sitting in leadership team meetings. So I have 4 people on my leadership team for Bespoke Salon Company. And really what started happening was, you know, every week we set new tasks as we run through conversation and plan and strategize for our company. We had new weekly tasks and we were using a Google sheet for this meeting agenda. And we would just,
I promise you're not the only one.
No, I'm not. And you know what? That's more than what most people use. So whatever works, right? But it was not working at that point. It worked in the beginning. And honestly, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to have worked through. And when I go in with like companies that don't have any of these systems in place, I'm always saying like, start with a Google Doc. Then when you get to the point of having ClickUp or any other like task management site, you already know what needs to be placed into that.
You've got some type of baseline.
Yeah. So I think in correlation with working with you guys, like it was a pretty easy, I feel like, transfer of like information of what needed to be put on there because we already had it living somewhere. It just was living everywhere. So we were starting to get to a point where the tasks, we just, you'd forget about it. Something wouldn't get done. It would get missed because it's living in this Google Doc. And then there's, we had all of our SOPs, our standard operating procedures inside of Google, and, you know, adding on certain team members, but not other team. It just became really, really cluttered inside of our salon company. And then for myself, what started happening was I had all of these different businesses, all this information, plus my personal information, and it was also everywhere. And it just started to become really overwhelming. And so we knew that we needed something to create a little bit more consistency in how we were communicating with each other, but also just one centralized place where everything lived that was more organized. So that was really, I think that was the main, you know, factor in, okay, we've got to figure out a better
solution. Yeah. Okay. We have to do something.
It was like, oh my gosh, there's everything everywhere. And we know, we don't know where anything is. It's not easy to find.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you get into that point too, especially when you're so busy, like you're running multiple businesses, plus you have a personal life too, that you're worried about. Right. And you're trying to like, you're a mom. Yeah, exactly. You're a mom. You have your own family. There's so many things that I always like, you know, I tell my husband about like the mental load of a mom. It, that alone needs its own ClickUp workspace. Like I swear to God.
Oh, it is like, it has its own now.
Yeah. Mine does too. I have a space. It's Courtney's Corner in my ClickUp space that I even planned my wedding out of ClickUp. It was naturally, that's what I would do. But it really is when you just have so many things and moving pieces like that, you kind of just get to the point where something has to change because this isn't scalable. This isn't going to continue to serve us as a business. So,
and, you know, again, going back into like giving yourself permission, you know, it had nothing to do with us not being organized. It had nothing to do me not being able to handle or manage it, you know, and that's where it started to come up as it's like, I know I can do this. I know I can manage all of this. Mm-hmm. I simply just need the tools and the resources to be able to do it well and in a way that makes sense. And so investing in your team and working with you guys to set that, I mean, I was just, it has been such a game changer. And in correlation to talking of like what our team is, we have, we've 4 on our leadership team and then we have 12 inside of our salon team. So some of those are stylists, some of those are support staff, you know, that support our business, our team, our guests that come into our salon. And so again, a lot of moving pieces and a lot of players too, of, you know, how do we manage and continue to create that communication? And the bigger the business gets, the more that becomes an issue to overcome.
Yeah.
Also, again, like when I'm talking to my CEOs and we're talking about like, when you're starting to set up multiple businesses, especially if you have teams inside of these, you want to really be able to have a good overview of what's happening in each space without having to actually be in there.
Yep.
So if you can see that tasks are being taken care of, you know, we store our KPIs, our key performance indicators inside of ClickUp. So if I want to get in and see that, I can get in and see the health on the number side of my business inside of this system too. So really having a big overview of everything has been so helpful and is definitely a necessity for anybody who has a lot going on in their life.
Yeah. And I think too, like what you just touched on as well is really like when your team continues to grow, it almost feels like as a CEO, you start to lose pulse on things that are happening inside of your business. And then you start to feel disconnected from your business because you don't know or don't feel like you know like what is going on as much as you did when you had your hands in everything. And that's what I love about ClickUp is like, I can go in and I can see exactly what my team is working on and feel caught up within 10 minutes and know exactly what's happening. And there was a point when I didn't feel that way. And then that makes it hard for you to feel comfortable continuing to grow or add team members or delegate because you're like, I have no idea what's going on or what anyone's even doing. And that makes it even more uncomfortable. And so that's what I've really loved is having this big overarching view of what I can see, especially, you know, like your setup came at a unique time because I was actually on maternity leave when your setup happened. And so ClickUp for me, you know, that was something I was like, okay, if I ever felt like I needed to have a pulse on what's going on because I had stepped away, that made it a lot easier for me, you know, too. It felt, gave me peace of mind that not that I ever felt that it was, but that the ceiling was falling for whatever reason. I never felt that way because I could always come in and kind of see what was going on because of exactly what you just said.
Yeah. I think some of that's too, just letting go of control of things. And that's the hardest part, right?
1000%.
And also feeling worthy of letting other people take over things. I think we start a business and you're like, not for everyone, but for a lot of women, especially if you start the business as a service provider in any way, shape or form, and you are the one providing that service, it starts to get a little bit crazy that people are paying you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're like working kind of on your money mindset through that, like people are paying me to do something that's easy for me and I love it. And then you start getting into, yeah, it's okay for me to ask for help. It's okay for me to delegate this out. Like my business is important enough. My purpose is important enough to be able to receive that support. And then letting go of that control and just trusting knowing that people are going to make mistakes and also trusting that everything's going to be okay. Everything's fixable. You've got the right people on your team. If you've done the work for that, it makes it easier to be able to step back. But ultimately to just have that bird's eye view is like gold. And that's been, you know, we had it again in certain areas and aspects, but it started to just get chaotic.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just becomes a lot.
It's so nice to be able to get on and just see like, not only what I need to be doing in that day, but to see what everybody else is doing, to see what work has been done and to know that everything is still progressing and moving forward. And it's not just a thought or a text or an email that's been sent. It's living somewhere. It has a due date. It has somebody who's supposed to take care of it. It's got all of the information inside of there. So yeah, it's been, we've loved it so, so much. And I will speak and give your team some credit because I will say I was a little nervous when we set the time and I knew that you were going to be on maternity leave. And I'm like, oh, I don't, I was blown away. Like we were so impressed. And I think it was Carrie that was on our first call, right?
Yep,
and she had this little, like, she had her hair half up and like a ponytail and her ponytail was like, I mean, she was just shaking her head the whole time and we loved her ponytail.
Yeah.
And it was like, she was so excited about it. And I think that's what was really fun about working with your team too, is they like freaking love what they do.
Yeah, they do.
And we were pumped. Like, they were like, this is going to be fun. We're going to set up the best things for you. And they did. So out of all of the investments that I made last year in my business, 100% ROI was on you guys. Like, absolutely. And I'm not just saying that.
I remember the day that you messaged me and you were like, we have loved working with your team so much when I was still on maternity leave. And I was like, oh my God, like this literally just made my month. Like, just to hear that, because I like to kind of say that I got lucky and I have a unicorn team in terms of like who I work with, because they do just genuinely love what they do. And they're so supportive. It's not just like they love what they do, but they love helping people to run their businesses better, right? They genuinely want to help people feel better about running their business. They're just genuinely kind, awesome people. And I'm so, so lucky that they somehow our paths crossed and we got to have that same journey together. So, and I know like we kind of just spoke to all of this, but you know, we worked on your setup in the fall of 2021. So it's been about 4 months now that you guys have been using ClickUp. And so I would like, if you want to kind of speak to a little bit on how it's impacted your business, which I know you've really kind of touched on, but if there's anything like specific that you feel like has just been, whether it's a feature or a piece of that setup that's just been, oh my God, this was a night and day difference for us. If you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm going to run through like my favorite things. And it's
okay.
I mean, like when I was really preparing for this conversation, it felt really difficult to pick out what's the best. So I'm going to do my hardest at not telling you about my entire ClickUp. Yeah. So I think one of the things that I really love is we have all of our like passwords. And so when she set it up, it has the web link that you need to go to log in, the login information, password, any notes. And I think for me, that's been so great because as I continue to delegate more and step back, I don't have to send over, you know, having somebody message me and be like, what's the password to this? What's the password to this? Yep. Uh-huh. It's in ClickUp. Just go look in ClickUp. And then also like, not to be like a Debbie Downer, but you think of like, if something happened to me tomorrow and I was like, not able to take care or manage anything, every piece of information that somebody needs to really take over or manage things in my business that need to be taken care of at that point has the ability to get on and find all that information. So it went from having it in like a shared notes in our phone between me and my business manager to now my husband has access to it if something crazy was to happen. And it's just so clean and beautiful. So I love that. And I know you said this earlier, and we actually are getting ready to run our first onboarding employee at the salon through this.
Oh, nice.
But we have our education program. So we're an educating salon. So every person, every stylist that we hire goes through our co-stylist program, and it's very hands-on. It's basically, you know, once they graduate hair school and get their cosmetology license, we kind of consider it like a master's program for them to go through the program that we have inside of our company. So we train them a little bit more specialized on high-end luxury services, and we work hand in hand with them as an educator and the co-stylist. So we have a pretty, you know, detailed program that they run through. And we went from really just having it in a workbook and like checking things off with a pen to now having this beautiful built out system. And we're like, this is one thing, like if you have a training program, it's like always evolving. So what's great is that so easy to go like add things in. We're moving forward, you know, really throughout the year and putting a lot more video content inside of that training program, really just bringing it all together. So that's been a feature that we've still like, we're still growing it, but excited to run our first person through that. So that's really been awesome. And then I feel like also, you know, I had ClickUp before I started working with you guys, and I'm like, there's just no way I'm going to be able to figure out this on my own. And granted, I might've been able to figure it out to a certain degree, but I think one of the most exciting things was being hands-on enough in the process of building it out that we really learned a lot about different ways for it to function, different ways that you can utilize it. So I'm going to tell you about my favorite thing that I've set up myself. Are you ready?
I'm going to be a proud mama bear moment, isn't it?
Okay, so you are.
Go.
And this has to do in my Evie's corner. So this is all my personal stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, my husband and I have like our task list inside of that. We meet weekly to like go over the business of our household, basically. Mm-hmm. So we have all of this inside of there. But I did build out a like meals option.
Oh, because, nice.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. So that's like the hardest part of making dinner for me. And like, I forget what I make. Like I'll literally be like, what did I even make? You know, my entire life, I don't know. So I started saving all of the meals inside of this. And then I have a space for the ingredients. So when I'm going through and picking what I'm going to order, I just click on the little ingredients, whatever, pull it up. I can write down what I need to purchase. And then I have the recipe or directions stored in there too. So I've been really, yeah, I'm pretty excited. And so I'm just continuing to build it out. And then I'm going to let my sister have it. And I'm going to let people on my team have it if they want it, because it's really the hardest part. So
I am so proud. I mean, obviously nobody can see my face right now, but I'm literally like so ecstatic because I've done the same thing for myself. Like tried to do like the meal planning and stuff in ClickUp because I struggle with that too. Like meal planning, like coming up even with an idea of what to fix for dinner for my family. I am so proud.
Well, and it's like constantly thinking forward, right? Because I'm also trying to build out like snacks and things that need to be purchased on a regular basis so that when the time comes that like I outsource that portion of like our household, like it's already done, it's already completed. So just continuing to think forward, but there's other things that I've built out inside of, you know, we just started doing, we're tracking all of our clients through the salon inside of ClickUp more because yep. There's a lack of information that we can gather from our booking site, our booking system. So we're tracking all of that in there so that we can better identify like at what phase is this guest in their, you know, relation to the salon company and, you know, how do we give back to them during different periods of time. So that's been really interesting to continue. Again, like I wouldn't have had the knowledge of how to create that and the statuses and the flow of that without seeing you guys build out certain things. So that was really, you know, my knowledge and, you know, I have a weird skill for tech stuff. Like, I don't know how or where, like, I don't enjoy it. Like I would never want to do it, but it's nice to have seen you guys do it. I feel like I picked up on it pretty quickly. So a testament to Carrie, who I can't remember who it was that set up.
Hannah.
Yes. Hannah setting up our ClickUp and being so like walking us through how she did things. It was really awesome.
Yeah. And I think that's also a really important piece to this too, is like, you have to have some type of buy-in, right? When you're setting up a system like this, because you know, we can set things up and make it bright and shiny for, you know, for any business, but if you're not willing to kind of learn how to use it, and get into the habit of doing that, it's not going to serve you, right? Like it's not going to do anything, but just be something that's going to eventually start to gather dust. So to speak, because if you're not sure how to use it, you're going to be overwhelmed and you're not going to use it on a day-to-day basis. And so you have to have some buy-in and wanting to learn that. And that's also why we build those training and resources, because ClickUp can be overwhelming. Like it is it's a powerhouse of a tool. And there are lots of bells and whistles, so to speak, on how you can set it up and customize it. And just because that there are all those bells and whistles doesn't always mean that you have to utilize them, right? And so we're trying to make sure that we're, you know, giving you enough tools and resources to use it successfully and for your team, right? For your team to be able to do that.
Sorry to interrupt the flow, but this will be real quick. So you guys have downloaded ClickUp, but you kind of don't know where to get started. No worries. We've got a one-stop template shop full of ClickUp templates that will get rid of that headache. You can use our done-for-you plug-and-play templates to systematically scale your business so you can generate more revenue and more time, which means you're growing your business rather than managing it. All you have to do is go to the shop link below in the show notes and get what you need. We have templates for coaches, virtual assistants, OBMs, and social media managers. You can purchase templates individually or you can buy them as a bundle. So do yourself a favor and check out our ClickUp templates today so you can start focusing on the bigger picture in your business. Now, back to the show.
You know, running one business can be hard enough. So I'm sure that, you know, running multiple businesses, it's obviously difficult. Again, like we talked about also being parents and things of that nature. So how do you feel like ClickUp has helped you with running multiple businesses? Like, do you feel like, I mean, obviously we've talked about the chaos of running, you know, the multiple businesses and the home, but you know, how do you really feel like ClickUp has streamlined that, so to speak?
So I think, you know, the biggest thing that's coming to mind right now is I have people that are, for instance, Julie, my business manager, she does things inside of the salon company. She does things inside of my husband's business. She does things inside of our coaching business. And she sometimes does things inside of my personal life. So I think like really just having that one place where there's organization to what it is that we're trying to accomplish being able to see, you know, because I don't want everybody to be on everything that I do, right? Like, I don't want my salon company team to see or know everything that I'm doing here in coaching. They don't need to, right? Like, that's not a burden they need to carry.
Yeah.
So I think really just being able for me to visualize and see everything in one place, to quickly move from one to another, and ultimately that's what's made the biggest difference in having multiple businesses. And again, personal life of just having one place that I go to. I don't have to skip through a million different calendars. I don't have to go through different notes or Google Docs or sheets to try to find all of the things. It's just all in one place. So I think that's really what made the biggest difference for me, and just the headspace of like, okay, I know everything's here. And I love being able to get on like my home screen and see, okay, these are the tasks that I need to do today in whatever business or whatever I have to do personally. So really it's just having that quick overview of everything.
Yeah. Like a consolidated workspace. Like, and I think that's one thing that we try to really, like, we're big proponents of a lean system, because there are so many different platforms and software and tech and things that you can use now to, you know, quote unquote, organize your life or your business or whatever that looks like. But just because it's there and available doesn't always mean that you need to be using it, because the more things that you're introducing into your business, it does make it a little bit more chaotic, especially for team members. Like, if you're having to send them to a million and one different places to run the business, that's actually, you know, less efficient when you think that, like, oh, well, I have this system for this and this platform for that. And the, as much as you can consolidate things into one spot, the better it is going to be from an efficiency perspective and from a training perspective for your team, because you want to set them up for success. Because if they have the tools that they need, it's so much easier for them to be able to support you as a business owner. I think that's what, like, one of the big things for me that was like such a revelation was, if I set my team up for success, they're able to more proactively support me as a CEO. And I'm not having to constantly say, oh, this is here, this is there, go do this here. It is in there, and they have the resources they need to figure it out and get it done on their own, so to speak.
I think if you consistently have team members that are not doing things that need to be done, and you are not looking at yourself and the systems and the processes that you've set up first, then you're flawed. It have to be able to look at providing everything. And that's where, you know, when I say, like, we also function and work with people on identifying their systems and processes, it's because we look at it from the point of, you know, you look at user experience, right? Or user journey, client journey, you think of employee journey. Like, what does that look like when they need something? Where are they going and how are they finding that information? And do they understand why that needs to be there? Why do we do it this way? And so again, like, just exactly to what you're saying, it's being able to create a lot of consistency and efficiency in how things are being done. It makes the experience better for everyone, right? The CEO, the owner, the employees, the team members, and ultimately the clients or whoever is being served.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually this week in process of onboarding and training a new team member. We onboarded her last week, and it's just been so, like, easy. Like, it has been so easy getting her through the process because we have everything laid out for her and ready to go. So it's never been a stressful environment for us to hire new team members, because, like, you have your amazing training program, you know, like, we have a training program as well that we obviously put our team members through, and it's so fluid. And like you said, constantly evolving. So obviously, like, we're still, as she's going through this, we're getting feedback, we're evaluating where can we tweak and make changes, but the bulk of it is done, and it makes it so much easier because we're not in this position of, oh crap, we need to hire, and we have no program or trainings or anything to put them through. And so we're in this, like, chaotic mess of, okay, what do we need to do? What do we need to do? It's done. It's ready. We just have to plug the person in into that process. And it has been such a weight off our shoulders just to be, okay, we know we have support coming in. She's got this awesome training program she's going through, and it was done. Right. And I think that was, like, a big game changer for us too.
Yeah. It's constantly those programs and trainings or whatever you call them, onboarding, it is constantly changing. And even, you know, looking back, because this week, one of the things that came up was we have in, like, exiting of a team member, like, we don't have that written down. And so we have multiple forms of communication, whether, you know, for instance, we've got an Instagram group chat that everybody's on, because no matter what, we'll find things on Instagram that we want people to see it, and it's easier to just send it that way. Well, like, having somebody removed from that, having somebody removed from our you know, Band. We use Band for like communication, quick communication on our phones. So just everything, like being able to store that in one place and how much clarity or like room that makes in your space, in your brain, to be able to really show up and do the things that you love. Nobody really enjoys doing those, you know,
like, no.
I can't imagine anybody does. If they do, I mean, good for you, I guess. But really being able to have that organization and clear up for the things that you really want to do inside of your business. Again, when we open a business and we start building a team to be able to scale and grow, for those that, you know, head down that path, you didn't start this business to do all of that. And you weren't given all of those skills or all of those resources to know what to do. So I think, again, having that support and setting that up, it's made a huge difference for us. And I know it's going to make a huge difference for so many others.
Yeah. I love that. And it's just been so fun, like, honestly, just having this conversation, because like I said, your project for us was so much fun, and just being able to support you guys through that. And I guess just kind of, you know, in summary and to wrap up our last question for you, it's just a fun question, but what was your favorite part about working with Team EE through your project?
Really, I think, you know, I said it earlier, was the back and forth and like learning about the different functions of it. And ultimately, like, the excitement, you know, it's fun and it's a really fun energy to have somebody come in and be excited about the things that you set up. And, you know, we don't, although I see inside of a lot of other businesses, we don't have a lot of, you know, people coming in and looking inside of our salon company very often of how we function and do things, because the coaching that we've had, we've outgrown that. And so it was fun to have somebody who is in systems and processes all the time look into ours and be like, oh yeah, this is good. Like, we need this. Let's build it out. So just the excitement really was so much fun. It's not, again, like, I don't have the same passions about setting up ClickUp as Hannah or Carrie might have, or you have. So for you guys to like bring the energy to it that made it fun, like, that was really, I think, the most memorable thing about that experience. And ultimately, again, just having the knowledge and how do we continue to utilize this and build out lists and all of the things to make our businesses function and work really well. So yeah, I think it really just was the excitement. It was really fun. And your team was awesome. They really,
oh my gosh. Thank you. I love that. And it's fun for us. So I'm glad that we're able to make it fun for you. Cause I know sometimes, you know, systems isn't the sexy side of business, kind of like, you know, finance or legal. And so we're trying to make it as fun as we can, you know, so
we found it very sexy. Like, we find our ClickUp very sexy.
So do we, you know, which is sometimes hard to convey that to some, convince other people.
Different strokes for different groups, but we were into it, you know?
Oh my gosh. Well, Evie, it has been such a pleasure talking to you today. I really appreciate you, you know, taking the time to come and speak to us about your setup and your experience. And we always like to wrap up these episodes with some fun rapid fire questions. So are you ready for your questions?
Do it.
Okay. What is your favorite TV show? If you can't name your favorite one, top two, maybe.
Oh my gosh. It's like, at what phase of life?
You know? Exactly. We're talking about like 10 years ago, favorite TV show that I consistently still watch. Friends.
Okay. So I really like Yellowstone. That's
okay. Good. I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yellowstone. And then I'm going to take it completely different, because I have to do two, a different route, which is also, I don't know if you've ever watched Peaky Blinders.
My husband's watching it right now. I have not watched it with him, but.
And I will say that in both of those shows, the main male character is not, he's not hard to look at.
Yeah. I don't have a hard time looking at anybody in Yellowstone, really.
Yeah. I think those are my answers. I feel good.
Okay. Okay. What is your favorite meal? Like, if you had to choose your last meal, what would it be? Not to be morbid, but
anything food. Mexican food. We have like, a little taco shop here in town that I love, and they've got like ice cream and so good. So,
oh my God. Tacos. Okay. Yeah. Dream travel location.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where it is, but I want to go to one of those like huts that's like in the middle of the ocean.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I think everybody wants to go to that.
Dive off into the clear water. And again, because I cannot narrow that down to one, we like love Scotland so, so much. Oh, yeah. So that's like my long-term vision, is to be able to go to Scotland every summer. So
that would be amazing.
So yeah, again, those are my two, and I feel good. I'm going to edit those ones in. Feel good.
Okay. And then the last one, when you were little, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, I don't remember. I mean, I think for a very long time, I wanted to be a stylist. So I accomplished
that. Your childhood dream.
Yes. You know, but I don't remember beyond that. When I, you know, like when I was like 3 or 5, I'm going to have to mom on that one.
Yeah. It's a hard one. I mean, I wanted to be Indiana Jones. So I still do though.
I need to come up with a better one. I'm going to ask my mom for the next time I ask that question. What did I want to be? But I do remember really enjoying cleaning out people's nails and brushing their hair. So,
okay. Well, I mean, they think you probably headed in the right direction then. Okay. Well, that was my last question for you, but, Evie, again, thank you so much for joining us today. Can you let people know, how to get in contact with you if they're interested in working with you, with your leadership services and your coaching?
Absolutely.
If they're local to your area, coming into the salon even. So if you want to kind of let us know how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. So yes, we're in Wichita, Kansas. Salon is Bespoke Salon Company, such an amazing team out there. So they do an amazing job, but they also just take really, really great care of people. So I cannot recommend them enough. And honestly, the best place to find me and the most like informative way to like get to know who I am and my vibe is on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it is freefolkcoaching_Evie. And we're getting ready to come out with some really amazing resources for especially around like helping people with their quarterly planning and strategizing and supporting them in the process of like actually doing that, actually following through with that. So we're coming up with some really amazing things. So I can't wait to maybe catch some of you guys who are listening over there on the gram.
Awesome. And we'll drop all this in the show notes too. So you guys have easy access to it. So we'll throw that in there as well.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks for joining us. And we will see you guys, I guess on our next case study episode, but thank you so much, Evie.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Elevate Effect podcast. If you liked what you heard, share the episode with your best friend, team member, or even your dog. If you have a minute, leave a review below or DM me on Instagram to let me know what you want to hear on the podcast next. Thanks again, and I can't wait to see you next week.